4CA, John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Now, I know there's a fair bit of complacency about the jab, but some people are very, very keen to get access to it soon, but they, for whatever reason, they can't, under 50s or whatever. So let's just have a look at what may be emerging in when it comes to availabilities up here. Now, this is from today's Courier Mail. Australians, this is an interesting development. Australians with one COVID-19 jab are likely to be able to mix and match brands when they get their second doses or booster shots. Now, this development came as the government announced a deal to purchase 25 million doses of Moderna's mRNA COVID-19 vaccine, including 15 million doses that would protect against mutant variants of the virus. It goes on to say the government also revealed it was talking to United States pharmaceutical giant Moderna and other companies about setting up local production of these vaccines, including for COVID-19. Now, anyway, the mRNA vaccine is faster to produce and the method could lead to new, more effective vaccines for the flu and other diseases. See, this is, it's galloping. These developments are galloping. Trying to keep up with the changes every day is quite a challenge. It's quite a challenge. There's that. It's this other development too. This was from yesterday. Also interesting. Mass vaccination hubs won't be considered in Queensland until later this year, according to the Health Minister, despite the federal government offering to pay for half the costs of setting up the sites. I think there's a level of complacency out there because we just haven't been hit with any major disasters up here in North Queensland. So most people, I think, are not desperate to get their jab, but if it came along and there was a hub, they'd probably make themselves available. Now, I'm going to talk to a gentleman called Dr. Francois Pretorius. Now, Francois is a regional GP, and he's a member of the AMA in Queensland. Francois, good morning.
Good morning, John.
I bet it's a challenge for someone like you keeping up with all these changes. You turn the news on every night and there's a new development in these vaccines.
It is a bit like that, John, but I guess it's what COVID-19 has brought to the world. It's all new, yeah. And every day is new to everyone.
Isn't this mix and match idea bizarre? I mean, a whole lot of people thought, well, you can't have one brand and then just go for your boost and get another different brand altogether. You'd think there might be some sort of clash, but you heard that chief health bloke yesterday saying, no, there's no issue with that. That'll be fine.
Well, John, our government has indicated before, and certainly the health department has indicated too, that people that have had serious reactions on the AstraZeneca should have their next vaccine as the Pfizer, especially those under 50. The initial rollout, there was a number of people under 50 that did get the AstraZeneca. That was before the government's change of mind and the increased warnings. But certainly back then, the department did indicate that if you've had the AstraZeneca as a first dose and had a significant reaction, please obviously don't have the AstraZeneca again and have the Pfizer for the second round.
Yeah. Here's what Professor Murphy said. Yes, this is interesting. Said yesterday, the two different types, not a problem. He said, in fact, it might enhance immunity to the virus causing the pandemic. He said, we think there is no reason why you can't mix and match vaccines. In fact, there may be some benefit. Now, the benefit comes because people may have developed immunity to the adenovirus used in some vaccines, like AstraZeneca's, which potentially reduce the effectiveness of the vaccine second dose. The other aspect here is really interesting but challenging for people to understand. These variants could be coming through thick and thin at any sort of rate. So constantly, the scientists worldwide will have to have their finger on the pulse of what is going to work because these variants are emerging very, very quickly, it would seem.
Well, John, absolutely. And I guess we can probably just take a leaf out of what happens with the flu vaccine every year. The flu vaccine changes every single year, yeah, because we actually go back and look at what is causing the pandemic flu every year. So we have to stay updated. With the COVID, obviously, we've seen a number of different mutations come through, and we'll have to stay updated. And that means we'll have to constantly develop and redevelop our vaccination process.
Now, Francois, this is an interesting one. These mass vaccination hubs, they're not going to be considered until later in the year in the state of Queensland, despite the Fed's offering to pay half the costs of setting them up. I won't go through the financial details of it, but it occurs to me that I think people would be happier to go along to a hub because it would be working, you'd think, fairly efficiently and quickly get the jab and get back to work or whatever. The mass vaccination hubs in New South Wales and Victoria, as soon as they set them up, there was a surge in the number of coronavirus jabs put into arms. What are your feelings about getting this hub underway in Queensland, well, earlier than the end of the year?
Well, John, really, I think from the AMA's point, we are a bit disappointed in the government's lack of using general practices. And I actually want to challenge that statement that people will be more open to go to a max vaccination hub than go to their local GP. You know, I for certain would rather go to my doctor who knows me, who knows my history, who knows my my family, who I feel comfortable with, and who's already set up. You know, across our state, we have 4,500 GP clinics that's already and ready to provide the COVID vaccine program, that's fully operational, fully trained, and is already doing a lot of vaccines. So that means it's 4,500 sites, 4,500 administrative points where we can track those immunisation records, 4,500 parking locations, that's already accessible to patients. The only thing that is hamstringing us at this stage is the supply of our vaccinations to our GPs.
Let me ask you this, Francois, because I hear people socially talking about this from time to time, and I thought, oh, there's probably a fair bit of inaccuracy here. Some people say, oh, well, yeah, I got the jab and I was feeling a bit crook for a day or two. Other people say they had no side effects at all. Other people say they were crook for a week. What's your experience?
Well, I can have anecdotal experience and personal experience, John. I had the AstraZeneca vaccine personally, and I did feel crook for at least 2 days. I belong to a group on social media called GPs Down Under that is a social media group, but discussing issues within general practice world across the whole country. Yeah. And one of the questions was posed there, what vaccine did you have and what was your reaction?
Yes.
And bear in mind that this is not chit-chats in the aisles of the supermarket, but really all GPs making these responses.
Yes.
And nearly 80% of the responders that had the AstraZeneca vaccine as their first vaccine had some side effects. And look, these side effects are not dissimilar to a reaction from a flu vaccine or any of the other vaccines. The majority of the responders that had the Pfizer vaccine had a lighter response and a you know, less severe response after the first vaccine. But the interesting thing was that it was completely reversed when the second doses was given, that the AstraZeneca on the second dose caused far less side effects compared to the Pfizer on the second dose.
Wow, that is fascinating. I wonder why that doesn't get into the media. This has been really very, very helpful today, Francois. Thank you.
John, thank you very much for having me.
It's been very interesting indeed. This is Dr. Francois Pretorius. Now, he's a rural GP. They're called generalists these days, but anyway, he's a regional GP. Member of the Queensland AMA, Australian Medical Association, is Francois. Very interesting.